From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, June 6th. Coming up, the Illinois General Assembly's spring session has come to an end. State lawmakers passed dozens of education bills, but also left hundreds more on the table when they wrapped up this past weekend. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign is hiring another Big Ten campus administrator to lead the state's flagship public university. Charles Lee Isbell Jr. will become the U of I's 11th chancellor. U of I System President Tim Colleen says Isbell's leadership experience and academic background brought him to the top of a strong list of candidates.
His understanding of sort of modern digital technologies is very much an advantage for us because all of society's becoming transformed by that. And of course, Urbana-Champaign over many years has been a leading player with tremendous legacy.
Isbell is currently provost at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He holds a PhD in electrical engineering and computer science from MIT. His research focuses on artificial intelligence. Isbell will officially step into the role on August 1st, pending confirmation from the Board of Trustees on Monday. More than 600 workers will lose their jobs as Champaign-based Health Alliance plans to cease operations by the end of the year. The news comes after Carle Health recently announced that Health Alliance will stop providing all types of coverage on December 31st. The layoffs are scheduled to begin on July 8th and continue through October of next year. Carle Health President and CEO Jim Leonard has said Health Alliance faces a number of financial challenges, including inflation, rising prescription drug costs, higher volumes of chronic medical conditions, and increased demand for technology. After 2 years, an exhibit showcasing artists' work from Central Illinois is returning to the Gertz Gallery at Parkland College. IPM's Stephanie Mosqueda has more.
This year, the Around the Block exhibition will feature pieces from over 80 artists. Zoya Wu is one of them. After years of being away from Urbana, she says she submitted her paintings to connect with local artists.
This is me trying to explore like what it could be to maybe try and join a community. You know, it's scary, but it's exciting.
Wu says she hopes the show allows people to see the creativity that people in the area might not notice. The exhibit runs from June 9th to July 24th. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda, IPM News.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the Chicago Police Department acted appropriately during a South Side immigration raid on Wednesday. Alex Degman reports.
Illinois' Trust Act prohibits local law enforcement from working with federal agents on immigration enforcement unless there's a signed judicial warrant. CPD said they were there to monitor the growing crowd and did not help ICE. Pritzker says Chicago police acted within state law, but ICE agents acted inappropriately.
There were bystanders who were protesting, not interfering, but simply protesting and expressing their First Amendment rights and freedoms. And yet those ICE officers were pushing people out of the way. I have to say they overstepped constantly, one time after another.
Immigration advocates say people showed up for what they thought were routine appointments, but the Department of Homeland Security says the detainees have executable removal orders. I'm Alex Degman.
Still to come, the Illinois General Assembly's spring session has come to an end. State lawmakers passed dozens of education bills, but they also left hundreds more on the table when they wrapped up this past weekend. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for patchy, dense fog this morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with a chance of light rain late in the day and a high of 79 degrees, with a northwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy with a slight chance of a shower and a low of 60 degrees, northwest wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm late in the day and a high of 80 degrees, and east wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms and a low of 62 degrees, southwest wind 5 miles per hour. And for Sunday, mostly sunny with a chance of a thunderstorm and a high of 82 degrees, with a southwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, our Friday Week in Review. We begin in Springfield with the latest on the vehicle crash and an after-school program. Then in politics, we'll talk through the Illinois legislature's spring session from an education policy perspective. And we'll preview an event aimed at highlighting Latino community and culture in Rockford. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. The Illinois General Assembly's spring session has come to an end. State lawmakers passed dozens of education bills, but they also left hundreds more on the table when they wrapped up this past weekend. IPM's education reporter Emily Hayes is here to help sort through the noise and explain what changes could come in the classroom. Emily, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
First, let's talk about what did pass. What bills are the most likely to affect students?
So there are lots of bills on lots of important topics, from a new task force on kids missing school to a data dashboard on early childhood like preschool. Robin Staines is the president of the education nonprofit Advance Illinois. Staines says the data dashboard will help the state send money to the places that need it.
The truth is it's a very big deal. We are still, though we've been at it for years, find it very difficult as a state to get an unduplicated count of what children are using what services.
Also, the most important bill is definitely the budget. There's a small increase for grade in high schools, which gets distributed through the state's evidence-based funding formula. That formula assesses the gaps between the resources school districts have and the cost of services their students need, and it gives more money to the school districts that need more.
That does sound like it could be really impactful. Emily, education has been a target under this second Trump administration, and officials in Illinois are at odds with the administration's vision. Did lawmakers pass any bills in response to the federal government's actions?
Yes, there's the Safe Schools for All Act, which declares all schools have to serve all students, regardless of their immigration status. There is already a court decision federally that says this, but this makes sure that it's in Illinois law, too, partially so parents know that it's safe to bring their kids to school. Here's Robin Staines again from Advance Illinois about why that matters.
We've seen attendance take a significant hit because there are students and families that are concerned about sending their children to schools and whether or not they might be exposing their children or the parents to hostile action.
Pew Research has shown that about 1 in 10 kids in Illinois is from a mixed status family. That means that one or more members of the family doesn't have current legal immigration status.
Republicans are in the minority in the state legislature. What were their priorities this session, and how did they do?
So there were a lot of bills that aligned the Republican agenda with Trump's agenda. For example, one that said athletic teams must be all boys, all girls, or co-ed based on sex at birth. They didn't get very far. Another big bill was the Homeschool Act. Metro East Representative Amy Ehrlich is the Republican spokesperson for the House Education Policy Committee. She says the opposition to that bill was more engagement than she had seen in the past 5 years.
From people throughout the state that said, hands off homeschooling, we shouldn't be bearing the brunt of the bad cases that DCFS has failed to investigate homes for neglect.
The bill would have required families to register with their regional superintendent that they are homeschooling their child to prevent abuse and educational neglect. Some Democrats joined Republicans in opposing the bill, and it didn't pass. On the other hand, Ehrlich supported some bills that she said were common sense, like developing an in-house version of a teacher preparatory exam.
What about the bills that didn't pass? Are there any our audience should watch out for in the future?
Governor J.B. Pritzker was pushing a ban on cell phones in classrooms. That didn't pass. The big one, though, that I was watching this year was equitable funding for public universities. In late April, the University of Illinois system came out in opposition to the bill. They got 2,600 people responding to their call for action. They said that as the process moved forward and the model took shape, it became clear that there were fundamental differences in perspective around how the formula should be constructed. That's from Jennifer Creasy, the University of Illinois System Assistant Vice President of External Relations. Advance Illinois supports the equitable funding bill. They say that the U of I does better under the formula. The whole goal is to increase funding for all higher education. And even if the state doesn't increase funding, no university would get less than it currently gets. Cuts would impact U of I more because they get significantly less state investment as a percentage of their overall budget than other universities. Urbana Representative Carol Ammons introduced the House version of the bill. She said that she doesn't know if small institutions can weather the storm of the Trump administration without significantly more investment from the state of Illinois.
In regional institutions like Western and Eastern Illinois University, those students will get the same access and allocation and resource availability that is at our flagship university.
Ammons said she plans to work with colleagues in the University of Illinois to get more support over the summer and fall. And the U of I said that they support equitable funding and will continue to do research to shape the funding model.
I've been talking with Emily Hayes, education reporter at IPM News. Emily, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you for having me.
That's it for today. 2 & 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Emily Hayes, Stephanie Mosqueda, Eric Stock, and Alex Degman. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 & 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Monday.